That's ethos.com/game.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hey, this is 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early...
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed! They've given it everything on the global bucket! Here comes Diggins! Here comes Diggins!
Diggins making the play around Sweden! Yes! Jesse Diggins, yes! To the line!
Yes!
And it is,
yes!
Jesse Diggins, oh! Delivering a landmark, oh! Moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history!
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show, here on The Roar.
Tigers late night at Stanford, 3.5-point favorites. All 7 ranked teams win on the hardwood last night. Lindsey Vonn tears her ACL, still trying to ski in the Olympics. And Clemson softball ranked 5th in the ACC preseason poll. A busy Wednesday show, so let's go. Hey, good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Wednesday, February 4th, 2026. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Very busy show today. Dr. Steve Martin will join us. Arthrex Sports Medicine segment, talking about some off-season injuries. And we might even take a couple of your texts about your current condition out there. I'll ask him about my son's stitches as well. At 7:25. At 8:05, Dane Young, Georgia basketball is falling on hard times. We'll ask him about what that means to their NCAA 10 SEC chances at 8:05. At 8:25, we've got the Live Tour guys moving over. We've got Justin Rose setting a record at Torrey Pines, and we've got wild, crazy waste management on the PGA Tour this week. Andrew Oliphant, we'll talk about all those at 8:25. We'll get to our Tiger Diagnostics phone lines often today. We'll get to our text messages often today. We can talk some college basketball, some college baseball, some Olympics, if we have to, NBA trade. We got some Clemson women's golf. Got a lot to talk about here on a busy Wednesday show. The gentleman that will guide us on an unusual Wednesday, Mr. Will Clanton, in on a Wednesday. Morning, friend. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Great. Does it feel weird to be here on a Wednesday for you?
Yes. Not a bad thing. It's just, yeah. It's just strange.
You know? You're busy during the week. Do you ever get to hear Dr. Martin or Dane Young or Andrew Oliphant? They're three totally different guys. You got three different accents, three different subjects, obviously. You got Dr. Martin with the medical stuff. You got Dane Young with the South Georgia talk. And then you got Andrew Oliphant with South England talk. So we need some translators for some of these guys through this. But
I do follow Dane Young on Twitter.
Yeah.
I like the way he covers things. I don't necessarily care too much for Georgia sports.
Yep.
But he's connected to a lot of different non-Georgia reporters and things like that. That it's educational, and he's very tongue-in-cheek, and I appreciate that.
But. And he's like you. He likes comedy. He goes to comedy shows.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a comedy guy. My man. That's good. How was your Tuesday?
A busy Tuesday, long Tuesday. Did wake up to a familiar sight today. Drove through a little bit of precipitation. Very foggy drive-in.
Yeah. That's good, though, because it's keeping the warm, moist air. Like it packs it all in here, so you go through all that. That's not bad. Not bad. What are we going to do in segment two?
I want to talk a little NFL football, but not necessarily the Super Bowl.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right, let's get into it. Can't wait. Looking forward to that. Super Bowl on Sunday. North Carolina and Duke on Saturday night. You've got the Olympics starting tomorrow. You got Clemson basketball. Last weekend without Clemson baseball. Major League Baseball guys starting to report and things. And so really a good time in sports, especially with the Olympics coming up. Ashby and Harper are here again today. This is it's getting to be a regular here. Ashby, good morning.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
How's the alarm clock? Are you getting used to it a little bit? Are you going to bed earlier? Are you handling it okay?
See, I wish I could go to bed earlier. I tried to, but my body's like, no, girl,
really?
Not yet.
Doesn't happen. So you work on 4 or 5 hours of sleep. What time do you go to bed?
Last night I went to bed at about midnight.
Oh, my word. Here's what the show would sound like if I went to bed at midnight.
But it... counting some sheep. You know what?
Oh, my word.
But, you know, once I'm up and moving, I'm good to go. I'm ready.
By midnight, when you're 57, you know, my buddies always joke with me. When you get to be old, you go from no trips to the bathroom in the middle of the night to one. And then I think there's ones you get in your 50s, and then you get two in your 60s or three in your 70s. I'm on the one now, but by midnight, I've already gone to the bathroom, man. I've got I'm on round two, man. I've already had – that's the end of the first quarter kind of a thing for me. Maybe even halftime for me through all that. So that's not – Harper, how about you? What time do you go to bed?
Honestly, I relate to Ashby a good bit because in high school, I used to go to bed like every night, 2 to 3 a.m.
Oh, my word.
And then I would always go to bed around like 12 to 1 since my college years. And now I go to bed for this. I go to bed at 10. But I kind of just lie there with my eyes shut until midnight, I feel like.
Oh,
and then I go to sleep. That's why I walk up in here with energy drinks with you.
Yes.
You'll be proud of me. Cause
what you got today?
Today I'm drinking water.
Good for you.
With an energy package.
There you go.
So a little bit better than the Red Bulls, though.
Oh, much better than Red Bull.
Yeah, a little bit better.
Yeah, much better than that. I'm at the age now, I think 10 o'clock comes once a day. I don't even see that second one. Never see the second one each single day. A texter says, how about the UNLV Fresno State game last night? Jake Heidelberger, the former Clemson player, had 29 points and has a buzzer beater as Fresno State rallied in the final 23 seconds down to UNLV. I'll tell you more about this game a little bit later on. There's other games we'll get to from last night. Well, let me go and tell you the scores from last night. First, among the ranked games, it was all ranked teams winning last night. Third-ranked UConn down Xavier. Fourth-ranked Duke crushed Boston College. 18th-ranked Virginia beat Pittsburgh. 19th-ranked St. Louis beat Davidson. 22nd-ranked St. John's beat DePaul. 23rd-ranked Miami of Ohio beat Buffalo. And 25th-ranked Tennessee down Ole Miss. In ACC action last night, non-ranked action, NC State went to SMU and got an 84-83 win. That's a big win for NC State. I'll tell you what it does to the net coming up here when the net is released later today. That's a big, big win there. SEC action last night, the only non-ranked game. The Gamecocks fall again, 2-8 now in the SEC. They lose in Austin to the Longhorns, 84-75. SEC tonight, Oklahoma, Kentucky, Texas A&M at Alabama. I was telling Ashby before the show, because she's from Birmingham, and I was going to get her Alabama friends a little bit of a hard time. Bama not only 1-2 since adding Bediaka, whatever the guy's name is, but – On Sunday against Florida, for the first time since they've been keeping this stat, Florida had 70 points in the paint.
Insane.
I've never heard of that.
Unreal.
Like, if you get 36 points in the paint, 40 points in the paint, that's amazing. Florida had 70 points in the paint? It's unbelievable. So, he didn't play any defense either. And karmic debt being paid by Alabama basketball right now. Notre Dame goes to Louisville tonight. Nothing to see there. Louisville's a 17.5-point favorite. Georgia Tech is out on the West Coast as well. Cal's an 8.5-point favorite there. Any thoughts, any guesses? What do you think, Ashley? What do you think the spread, Clemson at Stanford tonight? What do you think the spread is?
I think 11.5.
Lower.
Really?
Yeah.
That West Coast.
Yeah.
Are we saying?
Will says 4.
Will says 4. I'm going to say 6.
3.5.
What?
Yeah, now BPI has the Tigers tonight with a Mickey, to click on the right game, I can tell you. BPI has Clemson as a 75% chance of winning the game, but a 3.5-point spread tonight, 10 o'clock. What? Now, y'all are up anyway. One thing I was going to ask is, are y'all going to stay up and watch the game tonight? But if you're already up, you're not staying up.
Oh, yeah.
You'll watch the game.
We'll be up for
we'll
it.
We'll be up.
And probably long after.
I tell you what, dude, don't call me and tell me who won. I'll find out when I get up.
This time tomorrow.
Yeah, we're
going to blow your phone up at like 11:30. Is that okay?
No. I wouldn't hear it anyway, so you'll be fine with all that.
Oh, great.
I was surprised. Only 3.5 points. I'm like Ashby. I'm a little surprised through all of that. ACC softball preseason poll comes out. Clemson 5th. And it North Carolina 1, Boston College 2, Stanford 3, Virginia 4, Clemson 5. Through that. That is the ACC. Is this lacrosse or is this softball? I'm looking at the wrong thing. Lacrosse. Not softball, lacrosse. Because I know Florida State wasn't up there. I was like, what? North Carolina won in lacrosse. Boston College 2, Stanford 3, Virginia 4, and Clemson 5. For some reason, I thought that was the softball poll. Baseball poll, a new one comes out. This is the USA Today poll. We got about 5 baseball polls. Clemson, the highest we've seen there. The Tigers at 17. Bad news for the Gamecocks. Their shortstop, Scobie, got hurt his shoulder yesterday or 2 days ago at practice. No word yet on if he's going to be available or not. That's kind of a crazy deal. Mm. We had, speaking of injuries, Lindsey Vonn. I'm going to give her some credit here now. I'm a big Lindsey Vonn fan. 41 years old. The greatest female skier in American Olympic history. Tears her ACL last week, and she's still trying to make a go of it.
Oh, my goodness.
With an ACL. She's trying to do a Deshaun Watson.
I tore my ACL a bunch in high school.
Really?
Couldn't barely walk to the side of the basketball court.
How'd you do it?
Playing basketball. I wish I had a cooler story. Like, I was Lindsey Vonn and I was, tearing up snow. But I cannot imagine.
How bad is the rehab? You tear the same one?
Same one, yep.
Oh, no. How hard is the rehab? How hard is the second rehab? You did it twice?
Three times
ACL, same knee?
Same knee.
No way.
Correct.
All right. Give me the first time. What did you know is an ACL the first time?
First time I was playing soccer, and I just knew something was wrong. And I was telling somebody yesterday, because I saw this Lindsey Vonn thing, I was like, it's the weirdest sensation because you just feel like there's no support there. Yeah. And I cannot imagine
painful?
Trying to do that. Yeah. Painful, but more just unstable.
Do you make it back to the bench or whatever, or are you on the ground and come get you?
I was on the ground the first time. Second two times, I was like, all right. I know what's going on.
Rehab goes okay. I mean, it's a hard rehab.
Yes. All it's right. easier when you're younger.
Right. The second time you tore it, what happened here?
I was in my final physical therapy appointment from the first one.
No! You didn't even make it back. Like, you got crushed before you got back on the field or court.
I know.
Did you know you tore it the second time?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. After the first time, I was like, all right.
Oh,
I know
my
we're
word.
With.
And then the third time, what happened?
I'm not going to lie to you, Mickey. I got crossed up in basketball practice.
That's right. Practice, too. did you know the third time?
Yes.
How was that rehab?
That one was okay, because at that point, I was like, all right, let's just get to where I can, do some
Was that career
stuff.
Ending?
Yes, at that point.
Would you have been WNBA or the women's soccer Olympic team had it not been for the ACLs?
I mean, you said it, not me.
Really?
Was I going to be Caitlin Clark?
Really? Like, no. You were that good?
No, absolutely.
But were you good?
I mean, eighth grade me, I don't know. It's pretty nasty.
The first you
tore
in eighth grade?
Ninth grade.
Ninth, 10th, and 11th?
Yes.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry.
But my heart goes out to Lindsey Vonn.
My heart goes out to you.
I'm not in the Olympics.
Yeah, but who knows? You might have been.
You heard it here first.
Oh, man. That just turns my stomach. Lindsey Vonn has had all kinds of injuries and surgeries and drama. She's just had all kinds of things going on. And now she had successful robotic-assisted partial knee replacement on her right knee in April of 24. Is still trying to do the Olympics. I got to ask, all right, we'll do that with Dr. Martin today. Robotic-assisted partial knee replacement surgery on her right knee. And still qualified for the Olympics. So we'll ask her about that. It wasn't right. I'll find out which knee it was and all that. She had a torn LCL in 2019. She's had all kinds of stuff with knees. And then some of these tragic falls and these downhill falls looks like the most dangerous thing in the world. Like, you wouldn't want to do that. Wish that upon your worst enemy. Just awful stuff there. We'll talk about that with Dr. Martin. I am very proud. So let me give you a little background here. Harper is good friends with one of my nieces. I have twin nieces. And Harper is good friends with one of them. The other one, her sister, is on the women's golf team with Clemson again this year. It's her final season. And they are down at Boca Raton. And wasn't a great start to their season, to the spring season, after going 12 over in the first round. They shot 8 under yesterday. And they are now fourth. They are 9 shots behind Tennessee, 8 behind Kentucky, and just 1 shot behind Georgia down at Boca Raton. Ahead of Oklahoma, Colorado State, Texas Tech, ahead of Notre Dame, Indiana, some of those. But yesterday, the Lady Tigers fight back. And Sarah Ubel Hart shot 3 under par, 60 or 69. Isabella Raw, my niece, shot 69 as well. And Juliet Demo shot 70. So three girls under par yesterday for the Lady Tigers. And now Juliet's 8th in the tournament, Sarah's 13th, and Isabella's 16th heading into the final round today. So hopefully we can jump Georgia, maybe get off to a good start, maybe pressure Tennessee and Kentucky a little bit. I checked the weather down in Boca. It was very difficult winds the first day, as the LPGA canceled other stuff, but got much better yesterday. So good stuff there for sure. Besides that, the NBA trading deadline. If y'all want to get to that, we can. I'd rather not. But if you want to, we can do some of that. We'll take phone calls. We'll take text messages. We'll do a lot. And when we come back, we're going to talk some NFL with Will Clanton in segment two. My great friends over at the Patterson Tax Service doing taxes for you right now. PATTX.com, PATTX.com, 864-859-8289, the very best in the business. Make your appointment. They will take care of you of walk-ins right now. That being said, they would rather you go ahead and make an appointment. That way they can schedule it. So go ahead and do that now. See if we can take care of that and see if we can get you taken care of before the big rush and late in the year. Go ahead and schedule your first in, first out. Get your money back. Get your maximize your refund. See if they can help you out with all their great knowledge of this tax code and all the tax code changes, and see if you'll be one of those that stays with them full-time like we've done now for over 15 years. PATTX.com. Anywhere you hear my voice, some great friends at the Patterson Tax Service. We'll take a break. We'll come back, talk some NFL with Will right after this.
You've tried keto, paleo, Weight Watchers, intermittent fasting. You name it, you've tried it. You'll lose the weight, and then it comes right back. And at the end of the day, you blame yourself, your willpower, your discipline. But I'm going to let you in on a little bit of truth. It was never about your willpower or your discipline. But at PhD Weight Loss, they have identified the one thing, and they will build a plan that works with your body, not against it. And if you call right now, Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team at PhD Weight Loss will give you 2 free weeks in the program, and they'll pay for your food so you can finally see real answers without all the trial and error. If you've had enough with the yo-yo dieting and you're ready for clarity in your life, call PhD Weight Loss right now and mention my name, John Height. No more guessing. It's just answers. Call 864-644-1900 and say John Height. That's 864-644-1900 or go to myphdweightloss.com.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around the baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turfgrass Management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit seeducationlottery.com/betteryou.
You can count on Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air for HVAC repairs, installations, replacements, and maintenance. Their certified technicians deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. They will give you upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. If that's not enough, they offer flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. Proudly serving the upstate in the bold white and blue trucks, visit acehomeco.com today.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit engineersleep.com.
Men, listen up. It's time to transform your life this season. Step up and take control of your health with Low Country Male Semaglutide, the ultimate game changer for men. Semaglutide will help shed those extra pounds over the holiday season. At Low Country Male, we're all about you. Feel stronger, look better, and become the man you've always wanted to be. Say goodbye to your beer belly with the help of Semaglutide. Visit Low Country Male today, where real men get real results.
Get more value from your drive at Toyota of Easley. Right now, lease the all-new 2026 Toyota BZ for just $299 a month with no money down, exclusively for qualified Toyota customers. This offer makes it easier than ever to get behind the wheel of tomorrow's technology. Call 864-855-2233 for details or visit Toyota of Easley today. Don't miss your chance. Call and visit for your BZ lease special now.
Anderson County is a great place to live and work, play and worship. Samantha Porter, the Anderson County environmental educator, encourages residents to reduce, reuse, and recycle. You can recycle plastic bottles and jugs, mixed paper and cardboard, clear, brown, and green glass, aluminum and steel cans, use motor oil and cooking oil, tires, and electronics. If you have any questions, please call Anderson County Solid Waste at 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Start your day the Mickey way, talking sports before the sun comes up. The Mickey Plyler Show, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m., right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their home.
American Door Masters, taking care of your garage doors. Unfortunately, things that move break. Simple as that. If it moves, it breaks sometimes. And so American Door Masters does an incredible job of fixing one of the things that moves in your home, and that is your residence garage door. So on that springs, they do the repair and replacement. On the cable stuff, they do the repair and replacement. They service your garage door. They service the motor. They service the door track panels, the track service, the door panels. They do all those things, even your openers, your remote control stuff, replacing remote controls. They take care of all of it, and they do it 24-hour emergency services. Now, I've got two friends of mine, a former car dealership owner and Greg Coleman, and my banker. Both have called me in recent days and recent weeks and said, hey, I need American Door Masters number. What is it? We give it to them, 990-3075. 990-3075. It's AmericanDoorMasters.com. Segment two with Mr. Will Clinton.
One thing that I know grinds your gears, we talked about this a couple months ago.
All right.
Major League Baseball Hall of Fame.
Oh.
They just let everybody in.
Yeah, yeah. If you hit 250, if you're nice, if you're likable.
If you got everyone water.
The Hall of Good. It is the Hall of Good.
Yes. So my assumption with Bill Belichick not making it into the Hall of Fame on his first year of eligibility, mind you, is that an issue for you?
He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. In all sports, there is this tag of first ballot Hall of Famer, meaning that no one in their right mind would disagree, right? And so he will miss out on that. So Robert Kraft, they'll miss out on that tag. Hall of Famers are Hall of Famers, and even the guys I disagree with, they're Hall of Famers. With that said, there is a little extra tag of, yeah, I was a first ballot Hall of Famer. Like, you're the elite of the elite. So it surprised me. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame, but he deserved to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, except for his transgressions of cheating, in which he got punished for.
Fair. Yeah. Very fair. I am kind of questioning leaving him out, even if it is, you know, early. He's, like you said, he is going to be in the Hall of Fame. There's no question about that.
Right.
I'd be shocked if anyone can ever surpass him in Super Bowl wins or appearances. It's impossible. Robert Kraft, I was surprised looking at the news yesterday that owners get to be in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
It's having your cake and eating it, too, in my opinion. I am not shocked that he was left out. That is, we won't get into why, for obvious reasons.
Well, a couple things here. Should you be in the Hall? Should owners be in the Hall of Fame?
I think no.
I agree with that. Now, the owners in the NFL are a little bit different in that they have sometimes shaped the games. They have such a powerful voice as far as the rules committee, the playoffs, how the structure goes, who gets in, who gets out, the future of the league and how they've branded the league and all that. The owners are very, very involved. Matter of fact, if you're an NFL owner, that's pretty much your full-time job. Whereas other, like Ted Turner, who owned the Braves, was still running cable news network, Turner Broadcasting System, kind of. You know, like, you know, it wasn't his full-time deal. But a lot of, you know, and you might own, now you got ownership groups that you might be, you know, the conglomerate of 50 people who invested in the groups and all stuff. But in the NFL, it's pretty much you're the owner, and your job is you talk to the commissioner and you have your owner meetings and you kind of shape the league. So it's a little bit different in their league. The way I understand, I could be wrong. Someone correct me if I'm wrong about that. With that said, though, here's something very interesting. Bill Wilhelm, who's, again, my favorite coach I've ever been around in my life, longtime Clemson baseball coach, very philosophical and very principled. When they try to put him in the Hall of Fame at Clemson or the College Baseball Hall of Fame or South Carolina Athletic Hall of Fame, he's like, no, I'm not going to Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame are for players. Coaches don't do anything. Players win games. And it, matter of fact, they tried to name the stadium after him, and he told them, y'all got to make a hell of a lot of improvements to put my name on something like this. Anyway, but he refused, and he did not go into any Hall of Fame until after he passed away. Now he's in every Hall of Fame that he could, you know, is eligible for. But he said coaches don't belong in the Hall of Fame. It takes away from the players. So I could see that. And definitely, if you're going to go that route, you definitely go owner's route, general manager's route. And then you've got, you know, in the Baseball Hall of Fame, the contributors or sports writers. I mean, should sports writers be in the Baseball Hall of Fame? I could see an argument against that.
Yeah. Give them a Pulitzer Prize.
Yeah. All right, right. They've got other things they can do. They – Hall of Fame should be about the people who did it on the field.
I agree with you on that. There's so much focus on, I mean, obviously the Patriots are back in the Super Bowl. It's an organization that just has cleaned up in my lifetime. There's only been 3 years where the Patriots have not competed for a title since I started following football. So I'm not surprised that Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft are in the conversation right now, but I haven't heard anything, and I had to look this up yesterday. There's only five people that can get into the Hall of Fame per year. It can be less than five, if I am correct. Please stop me if I'm wrong. But there's a lot of really good players that have yet to get into the Hall of Fame. And I think it's a good thing that the standard is higher.
Yes.
Because like you said, it's not the Hall of Good.
Right.
Like in the MLB.
Right.
Just quickly.
One thing that happens in these leagues is you feel like you have to have a ceremony every year. And the way the ceremonies work is it's how many every years after you retire you become eligible for it. Well, what happens if no Hall of Famers retire that year? You don't have to have a ceremony. Now, the NFL has enough backlogged players they go back and get, but apparently Major League Baseball does not if we're letting in Harold Baines. I mean,
who?
Right. Harold Baines is in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame.
Sure. I know that name.
So, with that said, like in 24, it was Dwight Freeney, Randy Gratishar, Devin Hester, Andre Johnson, Steve McMichael, Julius Peppers, and Patrick Willis. So you had seven in that year. 25, you had Eric Allen, Jared Allen, Antonio Gates, and Sterling Sharp. So you had four last year. So, you know, there's a lot of players in there. Oh, by the way, just to your point about non-players, bear with me 1 second to go back to this and get this in here. Here are the non-players. The founder, Lamar Hunt, who founded the AFL, along with Ralph Wilson and Al Davis. Al Davis, a former owner, but also the AFL commissioner. Those guys in the Hall of Fame. There's coaches, Burt Bell, George Halas, Curly Lambeau, Ernie Nevers, were just coaches. Jim Conselman, coach. Guy Chamberlain, coach. Walt Kessling, Paul Brown, Vince Lombardi. You see those guys, Tom Landry, Al Davis, Chuck Knoll, Bill Walsh. Bud Grant, Joe Gibbs, Don Shula, Marv Levy. Those guys are coaches that are in the Hall of Fame. Jimmy Johnson, Bill Cowher, Dick Vermeil. A lot of guys are coaches in the league. You got people like contributors like Gil Brandt, who was a scout. He's in the NFL Hall of Fame. So you get a bunch of those that are non-players. George Young, Miami Dolphins, director of player personnel in the mid-70s, is in the NFL Hall of Fame. And you got general managers. There's about 12 general managers. There's team administrators. They're in the NFL Hall of Fame, too. So in this league, it's not just players. A lot of the commissioners have been in now, looking at that. But you get a lot of just different people contributing different ways in the NFL Hall of Fame. Like the director of for the officials, Art McNally, who did it from 68 to 1990, he's in the NFL Hall of Fame.
But it's not bogged down by people of those non-player coach categories.
I mean, I would tell you this. There's 100 non-players in it, looking at it. I mean, I could be wrong. I can count them up. But there's a scout, Bill Nunn, scout of the Pittsburgh Steelers from 68 to 2014. He's in the NFL Hall of Fame, a scout.
Strange.
It is. You don't see that in baseball as much. It's much more players. Now, baseball, you get writers and all that. Mm-hmm. But a lot of owners, VP of personnels. I'm just looking down the list now. You got a lot of different types of people in the NFL Hall of Fame.
You know what? You've changed my mind. I'm actually okay with owners being in the Hall of Fame because I'm realizing in real time now, I think what bogs down Major League Baseball Hall of Fame is the players, because it's a separate category. If you're not a player or a coach, that is a separate category. And well, I don't think it devalues
well, think about this for
the
a second.
Honor.
How many times have you been to a game where you said, man, I cannot wait to go watch Eddie DeBartolo's San Francisco 49ers tonight? Man, that team owner is so awesome. I can't wait to go watch his team play. Or did you say, I get to watch Joe Montana tonight. I get to watch Jerry Rice tonight. Mm-hmm. You know? I'm not the guy who owned it, and even Bill Walsh. In football, you call him plays every single play. I get that. But, like, you didn't know. Very few times you go, I get to watch a Bill Walsh coach team tonight. I get to watch Joe Montana tonight. I get to watch Jerry Rice.
I just think it's a different category. Like, if you're a player and, you know, a guy who was playing at the same time as you who was pretty good is also in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I think that is more of a slight against you than, you know, the equipment manager who made sure the helmets were shiny.
Right.
Every single day. I don't think that is more of a slight against the players, but
I'd say this, like, and I've never been to NFL Hall. I've never been to the Major League Baseball or the Basketball Hall of Fame or the football, Pro Football Hall of Fame. Never. I haven't been to the new college football one in Atlanta. I hadn't been to that one yet.
Oh.
With that said, I'm going to take my son, right? And if we do go to Canton, he's not going to say, hey, Dad, let's go look at the owner section, you know? We're going to say, hey, man, let's go look at where Mike Singletary's plaque is, or those are busts. Let's go look at Ronnie Lott's bust, you know? Let's go look at Dwight Freeney or Richard Seymour from our state, or let's go look at Deion Sanders' bust. I don't care who the owners were, you know? But, like, the same thing. I'm not going to go – when I go to Cooperstown, I'm not going to go see Harold Baines' bust or an umpire or a writer or an owner. We're going to see Willie Mays' plaque. We're going to go see George Babe Ruth's plaque. You know, that's what we're going to go learn and see and go, hey, man, we saw George Babe Ruth's, you know, Hall of Fame, official Hall of Fame. That's what you go see, right?
I don't know. We saw Ed Hockley's golden whistle that he used in Super Bowl 43.
See? But that's, yeah. The owners are power. The most powerful owners in all of sports are the NFL owners.
Well, yes. I mean, the people who have sold NFL franchises or operated them recently, it's insane. The Seahawks are selling their franchise.
Oh, I didn't know this. Let me guess.
The valuation.
$2.5 billion.
Buddy, way off.
Really?
$7.8 billion.
I'd sell. I'm out, man. Okay.
I'll look it up, but I think it was acquired for $300 million.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's crazy, isn't it? Isn't that crazy? But again, I don't. You know, who gets in? Who doesn't get in? It's great to debate, but when you introduce yourself, like, let's say you're at a party, all right, and I hate to use Joe Montana's example because he came on the show one time and I let him go early because he didn't want to be on. I didn't want him on it. But let's say, let me give you one here. Reggie White. Let's say if you ever had a chance to meet Reggie White, you would tell yourself, hey, let me introduce you to NFL Hall of Famer Reggie White. If you, or when he's playing, hey, man, let me introduce this future Hall of Famer here, Reggie White. Right? If you ever met Jerry Jones, you wouldn't say, hey, let me introduce you to NFL Hall of Famer Jerry Jones. You'd say the owner of the Cowboys, you know? So, and then the guy that proved to us that acting is easy through all that. But with that said, you wouldn't, I don't know. It's just a whole different respect level. The game is about the players, in my opinion.
Agreed.
I'll give you that for the baseball stuff, too. Like, there's people in the Baseball Hall of Fame, you're like, what?
Keep it limited and keep it an honor.
Yeah. I enjoyed segment number two. Let's take a short break. We'll come back, take some phone calls, Tiger Diagnostic phone lines. Got a bunch of texts again already on our Adams & Co. roofing text line. Much more after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
ZipRecruiter.
Clemson fans, this is huge. Clemson football future quarterback Chris Denson will be live for his first ever public autograph signing Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. at Bryant Sports Cards in Greenville. Meet Chris, get autographs, take photos, and don't miss out. Bryant Sports Cards and More, 500 Congaree Road, Greenville, South Carolina. The hobby lives here.
Bold.
dramatic, show-stopping designer pieces from Turner's Jewelers are bound to astound and draw all eyes to you. From Pandora to Rolex and so much more, your favorite brands are waiting for you to wow loved ones or accent your own wardrobe or become the designer yourself. Work with our expert team to custom build captivating jewelry. When it's time to make a statement, visit turnersjewelers.com or our store in Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. Turner's Jewelers, where Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how.
Got a Tiger at Clemson? Make visits easier and invest in your future with a new home at Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus. This family-owned builder offers spacious, personalized homes starting in the mid-300s with quick move-ins available. Build from the ground up and design your dream space with luxury selections available, or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home today. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Your Clemson connection starts at Sunrise.
Some sandwiches are good. This one, it hits different. Meet the roast beef and cheddar, stacked with savory roast beef, crispy onions, and sharp cheddar cheese, all stacked up with bold horseradish sauce. And now, it's toasted. That means hot, melty goodness in every bite. Roast beef and cheddar. Bigger, bolder, toastier. Only at Jimmy John's.
If you have had surgery and are struggling with recovery, check out OrthoLaser Spartanburg. They use advanced MLS laser therapy to help reduce post-surgery pain, minimize swelling, and speed up healing. OrthoLaser is non-invasive, drug-free, and proven to support a smoother, more comfortable recovery. Whether it's joint replacement, orthopedic surgery, or a sports injury repair, take control of your recovery with OrthoLaser. Call today for your free consultation, 864-327-8001.
Looking for exceptional senior living? Welcome to the Barclay at Clemson, formerly Dominion Senior Living and Everlawn Independent Living at Patrick Square. Now with a fresh name and the same trusted care you've come to count on. Whether it's independent living, assisted living, or memory care, enjoy top-notch care, chef-prepared meals, engaging activities, and the same friendly staff members in a community that truly feels like home. Live well and thrive at the Barclay at Clemson. Schedule your free tour today at 864-722-2811.
He's opinionated, caffeinated, and never intimidated. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on The Roar.
Tomorrow, big day at my house. We've got Blue Ridge coming to the house for the second time for our preventive maintenance plan. We love it. Blue Ridge Heating and Air. They do an incredible job for you. With the preventive maintenance plan, now you get priority service on emergency stuff. You get discounts on any kind of work they do. You're going to love our great friends at Blue Ridge Heating and Air. I want to tell you about they do a mold detection technology that they're doing there. They've got the Arctic Flex technology now with their heat pumps. They're selling the Generac generators now. You know, it's coming off of, I'm guessing now, that coming off of the winter storms, which we're done with. Oh, by the way, I've got some good news for you there. That this is a good time to remind ourselves that, you know, a generator would be nice. Ask, see what kind of price they're talking about. See what kind of installing in your home or business, what that could look like. Get with our great friends at Blue Ridge Heating Air to take care of all those and so much more. BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. I didn't mention this in the first segment, just to make you guys in a good mood. Anybody in for some good news today? Harper, remember the other day you said, oh, I love the good news segment? Y'all are always, in sports, y'all always mad at each other? Oh, yes. All right. How about this? Today, 51. Tomorrow, 45. And that's the last 45 for the next 14 days. That's the last 40 for the next 14 days. We've got 57 on Friday, 57 on Saturday, 53 on Sunday. Next week, 68, 69, 71 on Wednesday, and then 56, 56, 57, 57, 59, 62, 62. Talk to me. 71 degrees.
71?
On Wednesday. Let's go. Yes.
I think today was the first day that I did not have ice on my windshield, and that was a win enough for me. I was like, today's going to be a great day.
Because it was in the 40s coming in today. And oh, by the way, we only have We got a 28 and a 29 for our lows, but we've got lows in the 50s coming up pretty soon here.
I'm going to take the 71 on Wednesday.
Let's go. Let's take care of that. Mm-hmm. All right, 654 Roar. I got to tell a quick story. I had a meeting a couple weeks ago, and I was over on Pelham Road, and I got a phone call. The ice had iced in the people I'm supposed to meet with. And they said, man, we can't even get the gates open, the parking lot stuff, so can you give us 30 minutes? I went, yeah. And I was on the phone with a buddy of mine, and, man, I had to go to the bathroom really bad. Y'all see me drink all this tea and all these Cokes and these Gatorades every day. I had to go to the bathroom really bad. So there's a Starbucks right there on Pelham Road. So I go in, and as I'm coming out, I'm on the phone with my best friend in the world talking about stuff. And this guy sitting right by the door said, you Mickey? I went, yeah. He goes, I recognize your voice. He goes, yes. Yeah. I'm the Sopranos guy. I text in all the time. Oh, hey, man, keep them coming. So this morning I get this. Hey, Mick, at your age, it's a surprise that we even wake up in the mornings anymore. One of Junior Soprano's classics, to which I responded when Tony told him, it's all that red meat you guys ate. And he goes, well, no one told us till the 80s. What a great line, man. Junior Soprano, one of the all-time greats. And so keep the Sopranos lines coming. Do that for sure. Texter 0343, talk about tonight's Clemson, only a 3.5-point favorite, says, hammer that line. Well, now, be careful. Let me say this. You always have to be very careful because anytime – this is that stinky cheese line. So anytime that you have the you know, the lines that don't look right, that look a little bit off, could be stinky cheese lines there too. 2203 says, good morning, Mickey. Coaches and administrators are the ones that will look for those types that go visit the Hall of Fames, KT in Athens. That's true. By the way, KT, I was reading your text yesterday about your son, and I didn't realize this. KT in Athens' son was All-State in football, basketball, and state finalist in high school triple jump and high jumps and track. So it went from one sport to the next. Great stuff. So, yeah, the executives, I guess they like scratching their own backs and seeing their own names and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, a lot of times when you get to be on committees and you get to award awards, distinguished awards for this kind of service, whatever, well, then you scratch my back, I scratch yours, and they're always they just self-promote each other and put those kind of things on. That's kind of what you're seeing there. My Sopranos guy says, I've always heard always heard that my mother talk about my mother and his feelings. The feeble-minded brother just always thought it was about you. Keep them coming, man. Frank, my good friend Frank, who I might be able to golf with today if Frank's in our group, said NC State and SMU game, very entertaining last night. Unlike Florida, the Wolfpack had 16 threes last night. Most of them set up by Copeland, who had 16 assists. I didn't realize that. So Copeland on the inside-out game kicks it back out last night, and NC State hit 16 threes. NC State is a jump shooting team. Whoever said that in the Clemson game, the color analyst in the Clemson game, had it right. But they live by the three, and they die by the three. Last night, they lived by the three with a great 84-83 victory over SMU. They are now 17-6. NC State now 8-2 in the league.
Mm.
You want the bad news, though, for NC State fans? Well, I got two pieces of bad news for you. Number one, your win so far. That was a good win there, and it's a good win against Clemson. Your other wins have been against Wake Forest, Syracuse, Pittsburgh, Georgia Tech, Florida State. Well, they lost to Georgia Tech, by the way. Boston College and Wake Forest twice now. But with that said, here's the bad news. The meat in the bread sandwich here, bad news for NC State fans. Your jump shooting team. You get hot, you'll make a lot, you'll win. If not, you're going to lose. That's how you lose to Georgia Tech. That's how you lose to who else you lose to? You lost to Seton Hall earlier in the year. Anyway, with that said, let me give you the schedule for Georgia Tech coming down the stretch. They have Virginia Tech this weekend at home. They go to 24th-ranked Louisville, host a good Miami team, host 14th-ranked North Carolina, go to 18th-ranked Virginia. They do get to host Notre Dame. They host 4th-ranked Duke, and they end up with Stanford at home. So of the remaining 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games, NC State plays 1, 2, 3, 4 ranked teams.
Oof.
So it'll be a brutal coming down the stretch. Quick for you State fans, BPI right now, 87% chance of beating Virginia Tech. That's 9-2. They have a 24% chance of beating Louisville. That'd be 9-3. At home against Miami, a 75% chance. Miami's kind of falling apart there a little bit. So that'd be 10-3. Oh, Mickey, don't click on the wrong one there. The North Carolina game at home. Hey, NC State a 68% chance of beating North Carolina at home? Oh. How about that? That makes North Carolina fans happy. That reminds me of telling another story here in a second. So that'd be 11-3. Virginia at Virginia, only a 37% chance of winning that one. That's a loss. That'll be their fourth loss. They'll beat Notre Dame on the road. The Duke game, NC State has just a 26% chance of winning at home against Duke. So that'd be five losses. They're in the hunt for a double bye.
Let me ask you this, though. Of all those games, it sounds like most of the ranked games are on the road.
At Louisville, at Virginia, North Carolina at home, Duke at home.
Okay. They have been really good on the road all year. They have struggled at home.
Isn't that crazy?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Yeah. Home losses to Kansas, home losses to Texas, home losses to Seton Hall, to Virginia, and home loss to Georgia Tech is inexplicable. Like, this is no way to describe that. But it's a jump shooting team. They live by the three, they die by the three. Matter of fact, let me give you this quickly before we get off NC State, and I'll tell you one Valvano story. They have shot 633 threes in their 23 games so far.
Oof.
So, statistically here, 633 divided by 23 games so far. They shoot 28 threes a game.
Oh my gosh.
Is that right?
That is crazy.
What would you say the average should be?
It depends on your personnel. It's a very good question.
Yeah.
It depends on your personnel. With that said, for NC State, they should be, I don't know, that's who they are. For a good team with some good inside play in, 15, 18, maybe.
Yeah, somewhere
like
in there. They remind me of Alabama, to be honest with you.
Now, Bama, since you asked, and that is by design for Bama, and that's year by year. It's not just the makeup of this team. Bama, this is what Nate Oates says. We're going to shoot the three. He goes, the analytics tell him the more threes you shoot, the better chance you have of winning. So 633 threes for NC State. Bear with me. I'll tell you what Bama has done on the season for threes here. It's like I got to go way down the SEC. That makes me feel so good to go way down the SEC list there for that. Bama has shot 747 threes.
Mm. That's how you get 70 points scored on you in the paint.
Yes, that's exactly right. So 747 in 21 games. Bama shoots 35.5 threes a game. That's a three. That's a three every almost every minute. They shoot a three-pointer. In a 40 minute game, they're shooting 35.5 threes.
That is the definition of live and die.
There's one phrase I would use that as, and that is hoist. They hoist up a lot of threes. Let me tell a quick Jim Valvano story. Well, in order to have time to do it, let me tell you about my great friends at AllDry and AllDry.com. I hope over the next few days I get to go back out and lunch with the fellas. And man, I would love to hear Stan's story. Stan grew up in Clemson, and his dad was worked on campus, and so he spent a bunch of time with Coach Howard. I got to hear some great Coach Howard stories from him and all that. Anyway, love to get with those guys. 864-863-1234. If you had any kind of water damage, if you're noticing the smell now, if you might be coughing more, your air quality might be as good. Let's see if you had mold. Let's see if it's going to get that out right now. Let's let this rapid response team take care of you. They're going to be upfront, honest. They're going to do a great job for you. MyAllPro.com is their website. If you can't remember that, the phone number is really easy. Now, this is the phone number to them, not a call center. And they're going to come out that day, man. They're going to take care of it and get you going and going right. It's 864-863-1234. Love my great friends at AllDry. Guarantee you, you'll have a great experience, a five-star experience. If you have any kind of water or any kind of mold, your local water and mold team is going to take care of you right off the bat there. Quickly. Jim Valvano's first year at NC State. It's 1982. North Carolina wins the national championship. I think I'm right by saying this. North Carolina's got Jordan and Perkins and Worthy, and they take North Carolina to overtime at home. And they lose to him by like five on the road, and he had a great season. I think made NIT, and they turned things around. He tells the story. He goes, "Man, everything's going great." And then I get this booster knocks on my door, and the secretary sends him in. He's one of our biggest boosters. And he goes, "Hey, Jim, I want to tell you, man, congratulations. Great first season." He goes, "We like where the program's headed." He goes, "But it's one thing, man, at State, we don't lose to Carolina." And he goes, "Well, they were national champions. They had Jordan and Perkins and Worthy. And we took them to overtime at home, and, like, we played." He goes, "Yeah, but you don't understand. We don't lose to State." And Valvano asked, "Well, if I lose this – I mean, we don't lose to Carolina." He says, "If I lose to Carolina, like – what are you gonna do? Fire me?" He goes, "No, no, no." He goes, "We'll just kill your dog." To which Valvano says, "Well, good, man, because we don't have a dog in our house." He said, "Now this is back when we had newspapers." He gets up the next morning to go get a newspaper, and in a basket is the cutest Labrador Retriever puppy you've ever seen in your life. "Don't lose to North Carolina." It was a message that he got through. That. Oh yeah, yeah, get a new puppy out of it. Yeah, 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 yeah. He told millions of those, man. He was fantastic. "But at State, we don't lose to Carolina," is what he was told there. When we come back, I want to talk about Eric Backich has a plan to move baseball season back. I'll give you those notes in hour number two.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
The biggest game of the football season is right around the corner. And you, yes you, can get in on all the action with Underdog right here in South Carolina. They've got a great deal to help you get started. It's the easiest way to play. It's the most fun, too. Just head to the app, and you can make picks on if a player will go higher or lower on stats for this big game, like passing yards or rush attempts or tackles.